Well, he had a double-double, 10 points, 10 rebounds last night in that big UCF 68-58 win over Illinois in the NIT quarterfinals. He is UCF center and cult hero Taco Fall, who joins me now here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. And Taco, it's great to have you on the show. Congratulations on the big win last night, Taco.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So when all those students were storming out onto the court last night after the big win, where were you and what were you thinking at that particular point?
I mean, I was kind of surprised because I wasn't expecting it to happen. They did for the Cincinnati game, but last game was kind of unexpected. As soon as the game was over, all the students came in, and I mean, it was just a great feeling. And it was a lot of people. I think that was the first time the arena was sold out, so it was a lot more students on the court. Everybody was jumping around, and it was just a lot of energy around.
Yeah, talk about that, Taco, because I was actually working the Magic game at Amway Center last night, but I know the game at CFE Arena was a sellout, over 10,000. What was that atmosphere like, even before the game? Was there a lot of electricity in the building last night, Taco?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I remember during the national anthem, I always look around during the national anthem, just look around how many people are there, and I never seen people on the upper level, and that thing was packed. I was actually smiling about it because we actually talked about before the season started how we wanted that kind of thing to happen here at UCF, and I remember Obama was here once during the campaign, and it was very similar to it, and that was one of our goals, and seeing it happen was a great feeling.
What a great feeling it had to have been. Taco Fall, UCF center, here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. You guys last night in the game, you kind of stormed out of the gates early and dominated to get off to that 34-19 start, and I was thinking that you guys were going to start one of two ways with the sellout crowd and everybody talking about UCF basketball again. You'd either get tight on national TV, or you'd come out and really play with a lot of mojo, and it was the latter. I mean, you guys really came out and took it to Illinois last night, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I think the guys fell off the crowd, and there was a lot of energy just around. The guys fell off the crowd, and we just tried to go out there and just play hard. I mean, at the end of the day, that's the most important thing. No matter what happened, your heart can never be questioned. So we went out there and just played hard and tried to do our best to please all our fans that came over and watched us play.
I guarantee you pleased everybody or most everybody in that building last night. So now, Taco, you guys are headed to New York City to play TCU in the semifinals. There are some people out there that say, well, you know, it's just the NIT. It's not the NCAA tournament. It's not March Madness. It's not the real deal. But this is very meaningful to you and to this team and to this program, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is very meaningful. Just the fact that we made the postseason was really meaningful. And going this far when nobody else was expecting us to go even this far even is a better feeling. And at the end of the day, we have to compete, and we want to win it, no matter if it is the NIT or the NCAA. We have to win it all, so that's the goal.
Taco Fall here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. For the folks who do not know who Taco Fall is, you are from Senegal. You've only been playing basketball, I believe, for just over 4 years, Taco. I read where your grandmother used to put you in front of a basketball game on television, but you really didn't like basketball back then. You were more of a soccer player, right?
Yeah, back then, and I was really young, so in my country, at a certain time, they used to play cartoons on TV, and I used to want to watch the cartoons, but my grandma was a great big basketball fan, so she would put the basketball games instead of the cartoons, so I just had to sit there and watch it, and I didn't like it back then. So, yeah.
What made you start liking basketball, Taco?
I mean, I grew up, and then I mostly play soccer, and then just going to school. Soccer is like everybody back home plays soccer, really. Just it's the thing we do. And then one day I just randomly met this guy that came, went and talked to my parents about it. And then that's just how it started.
Of course, it's a very interesting story how you ended up here in Central Florida. But I know this about Taco Fall. You are a very humble person. Some would say a little bit shy, but being 7'6", Taco, you don't really feel comfortable with the attention, like, you know, walking through an airport and people wanting to stop you for, you know, an autograph or asking you what you do for a living. Is that a little uncomfortable for you?
Yeah, but I'm kind of used to it. And I always look at it this way. If I was in their place, I probably would have done the same thing. And you never know what can happen in life. So I just try to be nice to people because at the end of the day, they don't mean no harm. They just kind of probably amazed by my height because they really haven't seen a lot of people like me before. So I try to be nice and interact with people the most I can.
Well, I know you are a class young man, and you certainly represent the University of Central Florida and the UCF basketball program top notch, Taco. I know you're focused on the here and now, which of course is schoolwork. It's the NIT semifinals against TCU. But what do you think? Do you think you can have a future in the NBA if you continue to work hard, Taco?
I mean, definitely. I definitely want to play in that level because the more the basketball is like a game, the more you play, like the better competition you want to play against, so you can be a better player. And the NBA is like the best of the best. So I definitely want to one day when I'm ready compete to that level.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been impressed. You've really built up your body. I think you've improved your mobility as well. What do you think you need to work on in order to get to the next level, Taco, and play well at the next level?
I mean, I definitely made big strides in my conditioning and strength since last season, but there's still a next step that I can take in those kind of categories, just become stronger, being able to stay on the court even longer than I am now, and also gaining a lot more experience because I haven't been playing basketball for long. So the more experience I gain, the better.
Yeah, I know. You've only been playing for over 4 years now. If Taco Fall, say it does not work out in the NBA or after your NBA career is over with, what would you like to do in the future with your life?
I mean, I always like things about technology. I'm actually doing a few programming classes right now, so that's the kind of stuff that I always like to do. And also, I want to be able to go back to my country someday and give the same opportunity that people gave me to other kids from my country and help them out. And because God has blessed me, and he has put me through a hell of a journey until now. So I want to be able to use the things God gave me and give it back also.
Well, Taco, I can tell you this. It is an absolute joy to talk to a young man like you. You are a class act, and you and your teammates, I don't know if you know this, you probably do, but you and your teammates are earning a heck of a lot of fans, a lot more fans than you had at the beginning of this season. You are earning those fans right now. A lot of people on the UCF bandwagon, and that's because of the way you conduct yourselves and win basketball games. So, Taco, it's been a joy. Thank you so much, sir, and good luck next week against TCU in New York City, all right?
Thank you, sir.